Okay, we're going to start again. Hanukkah. What's Hanukkah? So, Shemi Shmuel explains that the day of the creation of the world was Kaf Hei Elul, the 25th of Elul. That's when the world was actually created, right? So, Kaf Hei Elul, what says in the Torah of Kaf Hei Elul? It says, Vayehi Or. The light was created on the first day of creation, right? Vayehi Or. Rashi explains, what is this or, what is this light? So he says that this or was the or haganuz, was the secret, the hidden light, which was put away for tzaddikim latid lavor, which was put away for the tzaddikim for the future. That's what Rashi says. So says the same Shmuel, in the calendar of a year, from the point of view of a year, right, we say that after 3 months, right, the light was born into the world on the first, on the Kaf Hei Elul. 3 months later is Kaf Hei Tishri, Kaf Hei Cheshvan, Kaf Hei Kislev. 3 months later. So that's just Hanukkah. 3 months later is basically a period of 3 months in the Gemara says, but it's Hukah Ha'uba. When a woman's pregnant, after 3 months, the Vlad, the child, is recognizable after 3 months.
The 25th of Elul
is when the world was created from. Rosh Hashanah. No, Rosh Hashanah, which is the first of Tishri, is when man's created. Yeah. So 6 days. That's before. A 6 day of creation.
Oh, six days. We're going backwards.
Yes, go backwards.
I don't know the Hebrew months. That's
yeah,
why.
6 days so going backwards. That's the 25th of Elul. So we have the 25th of Elul, the 25th. Of Kislev, the 25th of Cheshvan, and the 25th of Kislev, right?
Got it.
So now the 25th of Kislev is 3 months later. So the Shemi Shmuel explains that after 3 months, the child is born, is right, recognizable, he's in the world. So Hanukkah, he says, represents the beginning of the recognition of the Or Haganuz in the world, i.e., the light of Hanukkah represents this light of the hidden away light that represents the light that tzaddikim and nene are going to be benefit from in the world to come, right? And lemaisa, this light is Or HaTorah. It's the light of the Torah, right? Now that has to explain, because the same pasuk the same pasuk explains on the first day it says. And there was choshech al pnei atahom. There was darkness on pnei atahom. And the Gemara, the Midrash says, what is choshech? Choshech zu yavan. This is the Greeks. That hechshichu einehem shel Yisrael. They made dark the eyes of the Jewish people, migzerota, from their decrees. What were their decrees? No Shabbat.
The women had to be with.
Before the Agmon first. No Shabbat, no Milah, no Rosh Chodesh.
So did we
and
do
the
it
woman,
anyways?
The woman had to be with, before she got consecrated her marriage, she had to be with someone beforehand. The Agmon, the chief. So those are the things
we still
they decreed.
Do Milah, like in that time, what did we just really stop?
It's brought down in Sfarim that they did Milah, and it was a mysterious nefesh. In the Klal Yisrael, there's a story Antiochus, it's brought down that a woman and her child, mal her child, jumped over the wall. It was terrible decrees.
So
she killed. We'll still do Mila.
People still get married?
And people would get married and do it quietly and they would be found and things would happen.
No, I'm saying would people give their wife?
I don't think willingly give the Mityavnim, probably would. But the ones who weren't Mityavnim wouldn't do. But
what's a Mityavnim?
The people who became Greeks would. But they didn't want to kill the Jewish people. Their fight was to remove all aspects of Jewishness from us. The Maisa, the source in that is also later on in Chazal. In last week's parasha, Parashas Vayishlach, after we have the whole episode with Esav, that he comes to Yaakov and Yaakov prepares himself for Tefillah, Milchama, right? and matana and presents.
Right.
Then after the meeting of Esav and Yaakov, and Esav has rachamim, so to speak, on Yaakov, and there's a pius between them. There's like they're okay together. Esav then suggests to Yaakov, "You and me, come, let's go together." And Yaakov tells Esav, "No, the children, I'm worried about the children, that they might be hurt on the way." So from this, Chazal learns that, and then Yaakov says, "Esav, I'll meet you Seir. I'll meet you in the end of days, Seir." Right? And then you see that Yaakov waits and doesn't go with Esav. So Chazal learned from this that in the end of the generations, that's going to be the milchama of Yaakov, i.e., the emancipation. Esav's going to open the doors and say to the Jews, "Come and live with me, be like me." And then Yaakov is going to lose his children. Yaakov is going to lose his children to assimilation. Lo aleinu, right? That's what's happening. You have like 70%, I don't know, I mean, if they count the Frum Jews, they don't count the Frum Jews. You have terrible 70% of Jewish people are being lost in the world. 70 different percentages, different countries, but I think in America, the statistics that I heard was 60-70%. It's a very, very high statistic. It's terrible. Every few minutes, they say some Jews intermarrying or something like that. If you think about it, it's a ridiculous figure. I mean, the guys in the yeshiva, how many guys come to yeshiva? In comparison to that, you don't have every 5 minutes you have a Baal Tshuva, right?
Right.
It's like if you take, a hundred.
It's a lot harder to make Baal Tshuva also.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot easier to just.
Maybe one a day, maybe maximum one a day, one Baal Tshuva a day. And you're talking about every few minutes losing a Jew. The rate is, it's horrific. But that's what we see from Chazal. We don't only see it from Chazal, we see also in Golos Mitzrayim. This is the fight. We think we finished with Hanukkah. We think Hanukkah is the fight we're having now. They're not fighting to kill us, although that also occurs, right? We have Paras and Madai, right? We have Iran, we have all the Arabs who want to kill us, we have Purim as well.
Right, we've been fighting the fight of Hanukkah for thousands of years.
Yeah, the fight of Hanukkah occurs at the end of days. That's our fight. There'll also be the fight with Ishmael. That's on our gufot. That's fighting for your lives. So there's two aspects. But and also with the goyim, we're going to fight for our lives. But before then, the emancipation is a fight. This is a fight. And we see it in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, Rashi, says Rashi. Rashi says, and it's very interesting, if you listen to Chazal, you see how these things fit together. Rashi says that 80% of the Jewish people were left in Mitzrayim. Only 20% went out. And when were they killed, says Rashi? Rashi says they were killed in Makat Choshech. They were killed by God in Makat Choshech.
The 80% of the Jews?
The 80% of the Jews that left, didn't leave Mitzrayim, were killed.
Why didn't they leave?
Oh.
Why were they killed?
Oh, because you have to learn. So it says Makat Choshech. The Midrash says, Choshech zu Choshech shel Gehinnom. It's the darkness of Gehinnom. So now, let's understand the Midrash. And now another Rashi says, why were they killed in Makat Choshech? Why were they killed? So Rashi explains, so the Egyptians wouldn't know that the Jews were also being killed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Jews in Makat Choshech. Now if you do a very simple cheshbon, 600,000 men between 20 and 60, double up with women, they'll add a little bit more, it's around 2 million people left Mitzrayim. Right, okay. About
600,000 or something. Whereas,
no, yeah. That's 600,000. That's men between 20 and 60. But double the women.
So there were
2 million that left. That means there were around 8 million Jews
that's
were killed.
Much. It doesn't make sense.
That's how it was. 8 million. 8 million.
We
80%. 20% left.
No, there were and 80%, a total of 10 million.
Yeah.
Egypt had been
and 80%. Hold on 1 second. 80% were killed. 80%
what?
Of the Jews were killed. So now listen. Listen to what we're saying. That doesn't make sense, right?
Doesn't make sense. Is logically, Egypt didn't have that many people.
According to Chazal, there was 8 million people, maybe a little less, maybe 6, maybe 5, right? I don't know exactly how to work out these numbers.
Okay.
But a lot of people died, Jews died. How could that be? The Egyptians didn't realize 5 or 8 million Jews died in 3 days of Choshech, or say a month.
Why didn't they realize?
Are we going to talk about how they died or why they died?
Chazal say God killed them in Makat Choshech. We're going to discuss that. We're going to watch it. I'm telling you Chazal. This is Chazal. Now
they
work
were
it
like
out.
Egyptians. They were Egyptians.
That's the answer. So Rashi says, Chazal, another midrash that says, what schus, what merits did the Jews that had to leave out of Egypt? Doesn't say they put on tefillin. Doesn't say they're doing mitzvahs. It said they didn't change their tongue.
And their clothes.
Their clothes.
They didn't change their tongue.
They spoke in Lashon HaKod Hebrew. They didn't change the way they looked. Their clothing. They dressed like Hebrews. And they didn't change at Shmotam, their names. They were called Yankale. They were called Yaakov. Binyamin. They had Jewish names. So those were the
Yankale.
People, right? Those were the people who left Mitzrayim. The people who stayed in Mitzrayim, who were they? The ones who did change their names. He was called, I don't know, Junior. He was called, they did dress like Egyptians. And they didn't, right?
Yeah.
And they spoke like Egyptians. They were completely assimilated. So God killed them. What does it mean God killed them? They became Egyptians. They were lost like Egyptians.
Yeah.
So just when they were lost...
So it doesn't mean they were killed.
They
right?
were killed, though.
They died. It became they were lost.
Died.
I don't know what it means. They were lost as Jews.
Egypt,
they were lost
God.
As Jews.
Right. So
it could be they were lost.
Necessarily
it doesn't mean.
What's the difference to God? What's the
from
difference?
A Jewish point of view, they were lost in the darkness of Gehinnom. Now, you notice we're using the same concept of darkness. Just as we're using the darkness
the
for the Egyptian, for the darkness of the Makkah, we're using that same darkness. That's what represents Yavan. The emancipation, that's the darkness that we're facing. That's the emancipation of the Jews. The Jew became like a goy.
Like
he was
Haskalah.
Lost. Yeah, the Haskalah. He lost his identity. He behaved like a goy. He looks like a goy. He wants to be a goy. And that's what he is. He's lost to the Jewish people.
Agreed.
That's what he lost. We lost these millions of people. So the Egyptians didn't notice. These are Egyptians. They weren't Jews before.
Right.
The Jews that left had some identity of being Jewish. You with me? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Rabbi now, Barrow White.
Huh?
Rabbi Barrow White.
So Hanukkah came to fight this Choshech. Vayehi O. Vayehi O. It's O Haganuz. Is the solution to the Choshech and the emancipation. The Chasam Sofer says that the revelation of this hidden light is the revelation of Teres HaSod. On Chanukah, the Or HaGanuz, which is the light of Torah, Latid Lavo, this is the light of Mashiach ben Yosef, of Yosef. The light of Yosef is the light of Teres HaSod. That's why the Arizal was Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef brings on Mashiach ben David.
Arizal was the Mashiach?
Arizal was Mashiach ben Yosef.
When he was?
He was.
Mashiach is supposed to come
every year, every generation, we have Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. Because Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef are real people. So that means since every generation is fitting for Mashiach to come, they have to be around. But that doesn't necessarily mean...
They get activated.
They're not activated. It's like they're there in potential. They might be big rabbis, but they might even know who they are.
Who Mashiach ben David people?
There has to be Mizera David. It has to be someone who's Mitzetzei...
Sure, but who?
In our generation, there's lots of people who say Mitzetzei David.
Oh, but who... You say the Arizal was Mashiach ben Yosef, like...
Who's Yosef?
Who has been a Mashiach ben David of his generation? Like in the
I know no one's been Mashiach ben David because Mashiach ben David means when the Mashiach comes. No.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean.
It
doesn't mean this.
I think.
So Chanukah, according to Chasam Sofer, represents this revelation of Torah. So now we have to understand why Dafka the Kahanim? Why Dafka the Kahanim and the Malchus? The Gemara says the Malchus of the Kahanim, the Malchus of Beit Hashmonai, was that which fought. Why not the Malchus of Beis David? Why?
Because it's imperfect. It's transient.
No. One second. Kahanim, what do they represent? Aaron HaKohen, what does he represent? Aaron HaKohen, the first time we see him, Aaron HaKohen, he's a shliach of Moshe. He's the pair for Moshe. That's why the Kahana, the Gemara says, Shluchei Didan or Shluchei Derachmana. They're the shlichim between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're the shlichim. They're the peh, kiviyochol, or the connector between the message of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and us. They're the connector. They bring the korbanos, right? So it says that a Kohen, what's his avoda? The Kohen's avoda is ifnai velifnim. The Kohen Gadol is the Kohen Gadol, the how you say Kohen Gadol, the high priest. His avoda is ifnai velifnim. The Gemara says that they went into the Holy of Holies. The Kohen Gadol went on Yom Kippur, right? Kodesh Kodashim. So the Gemara says that the Yavanim had the koach, had the strength to be metame the heichal, to make impure the heichal.
The strength?
They had the ability to make impure the heichal through the averes of Klal Yisrael. They had heichal is the kodesh, the place where the menorah is, the shulchan, and the k'teres, the mizbeach k'teres. The menorah represents Torah im derech eretz, Torah which is against parnasa. The shulchan represents malchus. And the Ketoret represents Ketoret is the incense.
Ketoret Hasamim.
Yeah, Ketoret Hasamim. That represents someone who gets to put on the incense is Zochel Ashirus. Represents Ashirus in the world, richness in the world. So we see that the Malchus, which is represented by the Shulchan, the Greeks had dominion. But Chazal tell us that Heichal, right, is the Gematria, what? Is Gematria 50-65. And Yavan is Gematria 66. So Yavan is one more than Heichal. So that the Koach to be Metame the Heichal. That's the Maharal says.
That's nice.
Right, that's the Maharal says that. But the Kodesh HaKodashim, they had no Koach to be Metame. That's why. The shemen that was found, that they had no koach to be mitame, had a chotemet of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, who shaykh lifnai v'lifnim,
the chotemet is the
stamp of the Kohen Gadol. The chotemet, that stamp, which protects the shemen, that they had no koach to be mitame, to make impure. So the Kohen Gadol, right, was the only person who represents Torah of the Aaron, represents Torah which is lifnai v'lifnim, the Aaron. Only that, only someone whose whole life is a life of complete kedusha to Hashem, a life of complete avoda to Hashem, only him, only he can fight Yavan. So that's why the fight was with the Malchus of Chashmonai. The Malchus of Chashmonai, if you look at the word Chashmonai, it's Chet Shmonai, right? I mean, eight eights, that's what it is, eight eights. Eight, the Maharal explains, that's why I have 8 days of Hanukkah, is one more Teva. The Heichal represents the Avodas Hashem, which is Alpi Teva.
So
Torah, yeah, 1 second. Torah im Derech Eretz. Torah with Derech Eretz. Or Malachim, Shulchan Malachim. Parnasa, right? It's with Parnasa. Torah with Parnasa. It represents Torah Alpi Teva. That Yavan has the ability to overcome. But Torah, which is Torah lifnai v'lifnim, which is Torah of kulo kedusha, which is the Torah of the Kahanim, which is whole, that whole lives are avodas Hashem. Like the Rambam says, not only Bnei Levi, who are those who are nikdash b'kedusha, anyone, and kol bayi olam, anyone who wants to, v'nad varucho, and gives his life for Torah, he's also nikdash b'kedushas halevim. Right? So, I kedushas hakahuna, that means. So, and that's the person who learns Torah, that's the Torah of the Aaron. That his whole life is just Torah. He's the one who can be nilcham neged Yavan. That's why Dafka had to be the Chashmonaim. And Chashmonaim, 8 times 8, now I'm going to explain this. 8 times 8 is 64. This you have to know, the concept of Bina. The Shem Hashem for Bina, if you take the Shem Hashem for Bina, it's actually the Gematria, no. The Gematria, no. The Shem for Bina, 1 second. So, the name for Bina, the Shem for Bina is 63. So, 8 times 8, within Gematria is 1, it doesn't matter. 8 times 8, which is the Chat Chesh Chashmona, 8 times Shmona, that's Chashmonaim. This 8 times 8, they call Bnei Bina, the children of Bina, the Kahanim, right? The Kahanim, the Avoda, you've heard of this concept that there's what's called Shar HaNun. The Shar HaNun is the gate of Nun. We have like on Shavuos, Matan Torah, right? Matan Torah represents Shar HaNun, the 50th day is the receiving of the Torah. The Lifnai, the Aron HaKodesh, the influence, God's influence that comes down on the Aron HaKodesh, that represents the same Shekhinah, the same divine presence, which is the Shar HaNun, which is the gate of the 50 ways, the 50th gate. This 50th gate represents the Torah. Kabbalah HaTorah represents the Torah without Derech Eretz, complete Torah. And that's why Bnei Chashmonai are called Bnei Bina. They were the children of Shar HaNun. That's the gematria of 64, right? Is against the 63, which is the gematria of... It's a gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei with a milui or with a certain... It's a gematria of Bina, 63. You have to know, but that's what it is. The Shem Hashem, Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, b'milui is 63, that's Bina. Right? That's the expression of Bina. And Hanukkah... is that expression, is that Torah. The Torah of complete Kedusha, that's the Torah of Chashmonaim. And that's the Or HaGanuz. The Or HaGanuz was on the first day of Bereishis, which is pushes away the Choshech, is the Or of Torah.
Which is learning?
Which is learning Torah full time.
So you're saying that's the soul of
emancipation. Their whole way of destroying the Jewish people is to remove Torah. That was what it's about. That's what emancipation. We have to come back to yeshivas and we have to learn Torah. We can go back after we've learned, but we have to learn Torah. Without learning Torah for ourselves and for our children, and sending our children, without that, there's no hope for Klal
Yisrael. You said the war was over, though, with Hanukkah. We're still fighting. You didn't...
No,
we're still fighting.
The war, the Gili was made with Hanukkah. Hanukkah was the way we fight. But it's all... It was never finished.
Right.
It's never finished. We still, every year, Chazal say, that the Gemara says, and next year, because they didn't know, they have a suffix. If this was something which is eternal, not something which is eternal, only things which are eternal for the Jewish people do they koveh as a chag. So they saw l'shana acheret, they saw that the same ha'ara of Yavon was continued, and therefore they enacted, they made a holiday of it, because this now became something this is a means, yeah, that we have to repeat and fight Yavon.
And we fight it today, not with sword, but with Torah.
Torah. That's the only way we can fight it. That's the way that we can fight emancipation, through education of ourselves and learning Torah. But Torah, not that we learn a little bit at night when we're working. We have to learning Torah that we immerse ourselves. We come
what
to.
You're going to have to do though.
You know, we're going to have to be Kodesh HaKodashim. No, you have to have a period of time where you immerse yourself completely in Torah for a period of time.
If it's at night for you though.
No, and then when you go back. Now that you immersed yourself in Torah and you became Bnei Bina, you became someone who shaykh to Torah, which is Lifnai v'Lifnim, which is shaykh to Torah, which is complete Torah, that you're immersing yourself in Torah, in Kulo Torah, Torah without Derech Eretz. Since you immersed yourself with such Torah, now you have the Kalim, now you have the ability, now you have the Or HaGanuz, that you're protected from the Choshech of Yavan. If you didn't learn Torah in yeshiva full time, you don't have the Or HaGanuz to protect you. You're going with a shield. Yeah, you're going. That's the protection. You have the light, which is Doche Harbi Min HaChoshech. That's what Hanukkah teaches us, and that's how you fight emancipation. That's what we need. We need yeshivas, and we need more yeshivas. We need to bring all our children, whether they're going to work afterwards, whatever they're going to do, but they need to be
have that basis.
That basis of Kulo. That's why the whole system. Right after the war, the whole system in Eretz Yisrael became Kulo Torah, and every child goes through a system of Kulo Torah, and then he goes maybe afterwards into Derech Eretz. But it has to be Kulo Torah. Because without the Kulo Torah, we have no chance to save ourselves and our children from the Choshech of Yavan. Because the Choshech of Yavan is a very, very deep Choshech. It's a very, very... We're losing ourselves. And that's why. As soon as the Jewish people left the Torah, so they might have been from... And then they became, the next generation became fry and whatever. But as soon if the child and the parents keep their child, they send him to learn Torah, they immerse him in Kulo Torah, then they, even if the child goes back into the Yavan of the world, he's protected from the Oraganus.
And how much is enough time to be to learn
everyone?
Torah? It's like full time.
Everyone's an individual question. That's a separate question. Everyone's an individual question. But he has to have a period of time in which he's protected with the organs.
Where you can know that you can continue.